And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And this morning, I have Chris Vlamakis, who is the chairman for the Greek Festival Days this year. How are you?
Doing good. How are yourself?
I'm doing great. I am so excited when this comes up every year because this is a good time.
Yes, I'm a mixture of excited and tired every time this year.
I bet, because you've been running around like crazy. Well, give us all the details of when this is taking place.
Well, it is taking place the Friday the 13th and Saturday the 14th of July, and our doors and lines open at 11 o'clock. The line itself closes at 9 o'clock, but we still have things going on till about 11:30 both nights, and then after that, we start sending people home.
Now, as far as going and watching the entertainment or for food, there's no admission cost, but there you can buy your lunch.
No, there's no admission cost. If you wish to come by, and we have Greek professional and semi-professional dancers on both days, if you want to come by and just sit down and watch them or listen to some Greek music, that is 100% free. Now, we have drinks and food. That all costs money. We have a gift shop. That all costs money, but it doesn't cost anything for admission.
Just to come and watch and do that. Now, you guys have been busy because this isn't just like, hey, it's time. Let's get together. You guys, it takes time to prepare for this.
Yes. Just as the latest example, we just spent this last Saturday. Me personally, I was there from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m., 10 hours making cookie dough to make 8,000 cookies.
Oh, wow.
And that is just one cookie, 8,000 of the same type of cookie. So.
Oh, my goodness. Did you go to sleep thinking about cookies?
Oh, yeah. It's nightmares.
All right. So you guys start doing all that, preparing all the food, because that's what's going to be sold. Do you find that each year you have to increase what you usually make?
In some things, it's kind of hard to judge year by year because there's certain factors every year that help or hinder us. Last year, we had an incredibly successful year where we sold out of, and a lot of locals probably know this, we sold out of a lot of our food, and we were 100% out of all food by 3 o'clock, 3 or 4 o'clock a Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Which is almost unheard of. I've been helping do this for 13, 14 years now, and that was just unheard of.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, all we had, we normally have a normal thing where we make special, we call them Greek hamburgers, has special like a Greek twist to them in the evening for bingo.
Right.
So we had to start that a couple hours early, and that was relatively successful as well. So
did we increase a little bit this year then?
Yes. Again, going back to those cookies, we made about 8,000 this year. Last year, we made about 6,500. So we made about 1,500 more cookies.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. It's pretty time consuming. We tried to get people from the community to come out and help us. And even then, it can be, like I said, I was there. Most people were there for about 6 or 7 hours. But I was there from before we began to after we ended. And it was 10-hour day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And then from now, it's just from now until when it starts, it's just every evening, every day, trying to get stuff ready.
Yes. This weekend, this Friday and Saturday, we are preparing and making the baklava, one of our more well-known and favorited pastries. And then pretty much, yeah, every single afternoon and evening we're doing something. And then most days early in the morning, especially starting Wednesday early in the morning every single day. And then we have somebody there 24/7 basically since then.
Well, I'm excited about this. Now, with this comes everyone looks forward to the Friday lunch. Mm-hmm. Now, you guys have done it where you can accommodate for people who are just on a quick lunch break. You do have, what would you call it, your express line, I guess?
Yeah, or a to-go line. That's how we have some people referring to it. And it's been pretty successful ever since. I think this is our third or fourth year.
I was going to say, it's fairly new.
Yeah, it's fairly new, and it's been really successful. It doesn't have every single item that the main food line has, but it has like the top three main dishes and the top three side dishes. And it's also downstairs in the church next to our pastry booth. So it's just a quick and easy
process.
Yeah. For people who don't want to have to deal with the crowds, who want to bring their foods to work, or maybe even bring them just home for a family member who can't make it or something like that.
And so that's all downstairs. Now the main line's upstairs.
The main line is upstairs.
Outside, isn't it?
Yeah, it's outside into the pavilion next door to the Greek Orthodox Church. And it we have a line, usually during lunch and dinner rushes, we have a line going down the driveway or around the block.
Yeah, so. I was going to say it usually gets pretty long. Now, you have some new things to the gift shop, right?
Yes. I don't have any specifics yet because that's still in the works. But from my understanding and from what I've witnessed the past couple of years, I'm pretty excited that we are going to have a small revitalization of the of our Greek gift shop.
And just putting some new stuff in.
Yeah, we're going to have still a lot of the older favorites, just like some Greek-themed T-shirts and some and other things as such. But from my understanding, they refreshed it a little bit.
All right. Greek dancers. Is it the usual ones that come down from up north?
Yes. There are a couple groups, and unfortunately the names escape me, but there are a couple groups that come from the Greek Orthodox Church upstate. And other, I believe one other organization up there, and it's completely volunteer for them.
Oh, wow.
They come down, they want to perform for us, they want to help make it so that our festival, there's a reason to come to our festival. And because of that, and because of the time and effort we put into our food, a lot of people come from states away. I know a couple people personally that come from Oregon and Washington just for this festival every single year.
Do you feel like this event is one that gets people to come home? Do you know what I mean?
Yes. No, I know certain people that
is their thing. They want to come home for
this. I'm born and raised here in Carbon County, and there are some people who the moment they graduated high school, they got up
they moved
and out
away.
Here.
Yeah.
And I see them once a year, and it's the Greek festival. And so I don't know. It's just one of those events that I wouldn't, even if I moved away, I wouldn't see myself being able to even miss it.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of people, I've noticed that people come home for that. Now, we've got the express lane on Friday, and that's only offered on Friday, not on Saturday, correct?
I believe so, yes. Okay. From 11 to 2, and once 2 o'clock hits, that's usually when the major lunch rush is over and our major demand is over. Then we close up the pastry shop is still open. All day, both days, but the to-go line for the main food is gone, and then you have to go to the main line. And unfortunately, some days it can get pretty hot. We have little misters and some tarps and stuff we put up, but I feel like it's worth it to get, because the food we make, I look forward to every year. So.
Authentic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, give us an idea, a couple of good items. If a new person has never been, what food would you suggest they try?
Well, one of the more common ones a lot of people do know is gyro, or if somebody looks on a list, they say gyro.
Right.
That's become more popularized, especially I believe Arby's has put that on their list and stuff. But if you go to get a gyro from Arby's and then get a gyro from us,
totally different.
It's
things.
Completely different. The quality is much different, and probably the recipe is a little bit different as well. But I would 100% just be like, if you're going to have something like that, like a gyro, or we even our Greek rice, our pilaf, that's what it's called, and that's my I look at other rice and it's just they're inferior to me because that's how much I love and enjoy that sort of things. And then we have all of our Greek pastries, all of our cookies, our baklava, like I mentioned earlier, that is definitely things that you can expect. And then there's a few smaller items that some people like shy away from. I personally make and fry the calamari, which is deep fried squid.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, ew, deep fried squid. And they look at it and it looks like deep fried like fingers and stuff. But then the moment you try it, it's like, oh, this is delicious.
So maybe try that one. Something new.
Mm-hmm. If you try it, I'm the one that's personally making it.
Yeah,
so.
Step out of the box. Yeah, try something new. All right. Now tell us about this band that's coming in on Friday night.
Yes, the Chris Dokos band. They come every year. They are very professional, very well done Greek band that has come, as long as I can remember. And they come down every year. I'm not sure exactly. I know they're out from the Salt Lake Valley. I don't have specifics on where they're from, but they come every year and they play us out. They're basically the closer for the festival. And I enjoy them. It gives some different music than what you can hear on the radio or even like with live bands that are around town.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now you can get, if you have not been to the church or been inside the church, there is going to be some tours, which you guys offer every year.
Yes. Our current priest, Father Seraphim, he is, He's done a lot of wonderful things for our church. This is only going to be his second year here. And he is providing, like every year, he is providing, I believe, three church tours. I believe they start at 1 o'clock and they happen every hour. I'm not sure. We'll have them posted. And last year, from my understanding, a couple of them were pretty packed. So,
yeah. So if you haven't had a chance to go in there and see how beautiful this church is, because that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous inside.
Yeah. 2016, we celebrated the church's 100 year anniversary. And so it's 100 plus years old. And most of the stained glass, most of the icons
is
in the
original.
Church, yeah. A lot of it is original, or at least decades old.
Right. So you definitely want to be sure to go in on that tour. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, if you don't have cash, no worries. They accept credit cards, debit cards. It's all there.
Yes.
So I know a lot of people, I don't ever carry cash. I always just have a card.
I always have my card too. And we've only had the credit card machines maybe 2 or 3 years. That's also a relatively new thing.
All right. So everything kicks off on Friday, July 13th, and it starts at 11 a.m. and we'll go till 11:30. Now, Saturday, it's the same time, 11 a.m. to 11:30. Now, folks, you don't want to miss this. This is a huge event. This has become, I think, a tradition for most people here in the Castle Country area. Mm-hmm. They look forward to going to this Greek festival. And like I said, a lot of people come home for this. Now, you can go there, have lunch. If you need to go in and out, they do have that express lane. It's just downstairs of the church. You can just go in and out. The pastry shop's also located down there. Now, there is parking available. I know it seems a little chaotic because they do have the 7th District Court that they're working on. Now, the 7th District Court asks that you please not park in their parking lot on Friday until after 5:30. Saturday, no worries because they're not there. But Friday after 5:30, if you can wait to park there. The Greek Festival organizers have also made arrangements with Bill's Home Furnishings and the other area businesses.
Most of the nearby local businesses and the church on Main Street, just a block away. Most of them are like, you guys can come and park here.
And they know it gets a lot of people in there.
Yeah, it gets pretty crazy. And it's also going to be a little bit hectic since First South has that construction on it. And I'm not sure if that construction is going to continue up until the festival, but it's looking like it.
Yeah, so just be careful. It's going to be a little crazy, but it's going to be all worth it. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to miss the dancers, church tours. The Chris Dokos band's going to be 7:30 on Friday. And you know what? It's just going to be a great time, don't you think?
Oh, it's a great time every year. I'm usually behind the scenes working it, but I feel accomplished afterwards, and especially seeing people coming and enjoying food and enjoying the entertainment.
All right. Well, perfect. Well, I appreciate you taking some time to come and talk with us. There's also a 5K, I forgot to mention that, on Saturday at 8 a.m. And it starts at the church?
Yes, it starts at the church. I'm not sure what the path is going to be this year. It is, we are working with Carbon Rec Center on that. And if you would like to sign up, you can sign up online through their website, or you can go physically there to sign up. There is a $15 fee, but when you get there and you sign up beforehand, you will receive a shirt, and you will also receive a small voucher that can be cashed at the festival for food.
Oh, perfect. Now you've got one more thing. You've got an opportunity drawing.
Yes, we have a drawing that we do every year. And all you do is when you make a donation to the church, for each dollar that you make the donation for, we fill out a slip of paper for you, and then we draw it Saturday evening. You do not have to be present to get the prizes. And just to name a few, our top three prizes: first place is $500 cash, second place is a smoker pellet grill with accessories, and third place is a beautiful bronze coal miner statue. And if you've ever seen, we get a coal miner statue pretty much every year. It's beautiful and it's well worth it.
So it sounds like some great prizes for sure.
Yes.
And they'll just have those at any of the tables where the drinks and the food are?
No, there is one specific table in the center of the pavilion
that's where they can get them.
And we have people selling them throughout the community.
Okay.
And I am personally going to be selling them at Warrior Days tomorrow and Saturday evening.
Okay.
So you come out to that, you'll probably see me.
All right. Perfect. Well, Chris, thank you again. I appreciate you taking some time from your busy schedule.
Yes.
And coming and talking to us. All right, folks, don't forget Greek Festival Days, Friday and Saturday, July 13th and 14th. It starts at 11 a.m. and goes to 11:30 p.m. It's going to be a good time. This is something definitely you do not want to miss. This has been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.